Landlords and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Jason in the House.
Welcome to the Jason in the House podcast. I always appreciate your time, and I really do. I thank you for joining us, and I recorded this earlier, and I'm now recording the intro, and that is with Gianno Caldwell. We're going to be interviewing and talking to Gianno. Now, Gianno, you know him from Fox News. That's how I got to know him. And Gianno Caldwell has a new book. It's The Day My Brother Was Murdered. Now, that's not just hyperbole. It's not some fiction book. This is a reality. And Gianno's brother was very close to him. And they were very close. You know, growing up in Chicago, you hear all kinds of things about Chicago and how notorious it is. But I got to tell you, this one, he, you know, talks from his heart. And in the book, we're going to go through it. The point is, we got Gianno on, and we're going to go through in great detail about the experience that he had in the book that he wrote, because it's not just about the murder itself. It's also how to deal with things and perceptions from other people he interviewed, how to deal with crime. There are issues that affect you. So you may not think, oh, hey, this particular crime, this murder, how would that affect me? I think it'd be like, it's going to be really interesting, because when you actually sit down and listen and understand what he went through, I think it opens you up to a whole nother set of experiences. So we got Gianno Caldwell coming on. Time to bring on the stupid, because you know what? There's always somebody doing something stupid somewhere. All right, you know I'm a big fan of People Magazine, People Online. Everybody knows this. Here's a great headline from People. Bride accuses bridesmaid of upstaging her by losing weight. Disinvites her from the wedding. Oh my goodness. This is posted up on June 16th. I realize it's been a little bit, but the bridesmaid shared on Reddit that her best friend, the bride, has disinvited her for upstaging her. How good a friend are you? Oh my goodness. So your friend got in shape, lost some weight, did whatever, and you're going to disinvite her because she might look better than you? Ay, ay, ay. That's not what everybody's there for, to say, who's the best looking one? Who's the most fit? That's not here to celebrate a union of a man and a woman, I presume. Maybe it's not. But this union of love in a wedding and they disinvite somebody? Yay, yay, yay. That sounds like a pretty stupid thing. All right, next one. This also from People Magazine. Again, people.com, give them a lot of credit here. This one showed up. A passenger attempted to bring a fuel-filled camp cooking stove through security. Hey, I'm all in favor of camping. I love it. You know, put that in the back of the F-150 and go out, go camping, do whatever. But, folks, you can't bring it on an airplane. You can't carry it on with it's got fuel in it. Oh, my gosh, what an idiot. Please. Good job, TSA, for highlighting this. But whoever had this in their backpack or whatever and decided, hey, yeah, you know, I think this would be a good idea. I'll just go ahead and bring my camping stuff through TSA and put it on the airplane. That also happened in June. And oh, my goodness.
More Jason in the House next.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Attention retirement savers. A top U.S. bank predicts a 2025 recession as tariffs rattle markets. According to reports, 2025 recession risk just increased significantly. That's why thousands of hardworking Americans are turning to award-winning precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you can get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver for qualified accounts. Call 855-969-GOLD. Find out how you can help diversify your savings, tax and penalty free today. That's 855-969-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. If you're over 50 and tired of your wireless bill getting higher and higher, there are four things to consider. One, how much data are you really using? As we get older, we use less data on our wireless phone, but you're probably still paying for an unlimited plan that was designed for 20-somethings. Two, if you see Get a Phone on Us, get your sneakers out and run the other way. No one is giving you a free phone. You are paying for that phone over time with an overpriced rate plan and a long-term commitment. Three, check the fine print on that $15 a month plan. It's probably an intro price that'll double or triple later. You might even have to pay for several months of service up front. Number four, beware of cable company wireless plans. Most of your usage will be on Wi-Fi instead of 5G, and your calls and battery life could suffer. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get the same fast, reliable, nationwide service without the big wireless bill. Our plans start at just $20 a month.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto paying, e-billing, C5 for additional facts.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News.
Legendary tennis champion Arthur Ashe was the first African-American player to compete professionally in tennis. In leading UCLA to the NCAA title in 1965, he created a tennis program for inner cities in 1968 and was the USLTA amateur champ and won the first U.S. Open at Forest Hills, being ranked co-number one with Rod Laver in that year.
This is still one of the Grand Slam titles, and now Muscles is the only player who won the Grand Slam this year. After a day of rest yesterday, he was pretty tough today, and I look forward to playing him again because for this year we're all square. I think I beat him about a month and a half ago in Detroit under poor lights. So here's hoping we meet in the final of Forest Hills on my turf. So I'll see you in September.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A musician from North Carolina who received a big surprise while testing out some new guitars makes today's Dean's List. 16-year-old Evan Sterling had just started playing guitar and was testing out a few at a local store. Impressed by what he was hearing, a stranger stopped and watched Evan. A few minutes later, the man came in and brought a guitar case into the store. He handed it to Evan and said, "It's yours. The paperwork is in the case. Please take it." When Evan opened up the case, he realized it was a Fender Telecaster valued at $1,500. Evan and his dad looked at the manager of the store to see if there was a catch, but he said it was totally legit and has seen the man do this kind of thing before. Evan says this moment has inspired him to do the same thing one day for someone else and says, "Someday in the future, I will pay it forward. Maybe buy a super expensive guitar and give it to some kid at a guitar center." Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. July is UV Awareness Month, an annual skin cancer awareness campaign to talk about skin cancer protection and prevention. The American Academy of Dermatology says UV is the root cause of most skin cancers, and there are some steps you can take to protect yourself. They want you to practice safe sun, not just in the summer, but year-round. First, hit the shade when you can. Also, wear sun-protective clothing. And always apply a broad-spectrum, water-resistant sunscreen with an SPF of 30 or higher. Dermatologists also highlight some common sunscreen mistakes, like ignoring the label, using too little, using an old bottle, or relying solely on sunscreen. also applying it only in sunny weather. They say only about 20% of Americans use sunscreen on cloudy days, when up to 80% of UV rays can still penetrate your skin. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Jason in the house.
All right, let's move on. Gianno Caldwell. He's got a new book out, and he's joining us. Let's bring on Gianno.
Gianno, thanks for joining us on the Jason in the House podcast.
Thank you for having me. It's been a long time coming, but always appreciate your insight, your commentary, your wisdom.
Well, that's a good start. I like this. You can see why Gianno is getting prime time on the podcast. Now, listen, I've watched you from afar. I've gotten to know you up close and personal. We just did the big weekend show, which is always fun to be together that way. This is one of the great things about being part of the Fox family is getting to know people I probably wouldn't have otherwise. So,
yeah, I agree with you. Same for me.
So I've already previewed that you've got this Caldwell Institute, and that you're going, but I don't even know if I got the full name right. And I want to talk about what it is you're doing, but then I want to be able to go back, talk about you growing up, you, your brother, what it was like growing up, and then get more in depth with this. So give people just a quick overview of what you're doing, and then we'll go back and talk about, you know, growing up and what life was like.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's the Caldwell Institute for Public Safety. And it was started because on June 24th, 2022, my life changed forever when my innocent teenage baby brother, Christian, was murdered. He was murdered on the south side of Chicago. Multiple people were shot that day, just in the scene of where he was that morning. In addition to on that same day, it was a six-month-year-old named baby Cecilia who was murdered also, which is heart-wrenching and just terrible, because it's something that we consistently see out of Chicago. So I started this institute because I had been fighting for my brother, as you know, and talking about him in interviews and looking for justice for him. But thanks be unto God for the place we work. People like our CEO allowed me to go out and interview families who had lost a loved one and help them raise money for funeral costs. And that's something that was really helpful for me. As I've been processing my brother's murder, I haven't necessarily fully grieved. I've been focusing my attention on what feels like justice for others. And that gives me a little bit of peace that I can help other people. And I've been asking God, what can I do to really take this to the next level? I really want to serve. And he dropped into my heart the Caldwell Institute for Public Safety. In it, we're going after the source of what I believe a lot of the chaos has been across our country, rooted by one man. I believe, really and truly believe, George Soros is the source of a lot of the chaos we've seen across our country, the lawlessness, the dangers that many people are facing. It should not be, Jason, that in 2021 and 2022, we saw 276 children, 16 and under, murdered in the streets of Chicago. It should not be.
That's unbelievable.
That members of Congress are being attacked, robbed. You just never would expect that. It shouldn't be that people like Alvin Bragg, who has so much crime that he should be dealing with, violent crime in the city of New York and Manhattan, he, out of all the cases that he's actually taken to trial, only less than 7% of them have had have gone to jail. So
wow.
You got all this crime that's going on in the city of New York, migrants killing, raping, beating up cops. And only 7% of these folks that you prosecuted have gone to jail. These are unacceptable numbers, but it is by design. A man by the name of George Soros, who's invested millions of dollars in reshaping our judicial system, he's destroying America from within. So what happened? I experienced a tragedy, but so does thousands of other families across the country every year. And now this is the ability, considering that I have... You know, I'm a former lobbyist. I work at the news channel. I know a lot of really good people. And I have the ability to talk about this issue in a way that not many have and not many will be able to speak about. So in this case, I decided, listen, let me go with God. And I know it's a very big mission. It's honestly too big for me. But that's what a God vision is. It's too big for you. It's him connecting the dots and you just follow on the path. And that's when I decided to build this thing out on the 2-year mark of my brother's murder. So it's been open for a week now, and you know, I'm grateful to say that the viewers have really responded. And I'm, you know, I'm looking forward to continuing to build and help a lot of people. CaldwellInstitute.org.
So, you know, it really is like mystifying to me. Why would a George Soros want to invest millions into this effort? Because he's got something else in mind. It's not his love of law and justice in America. What's your best take on that?
Well, we know that George Soros has been investing hundreds of millions of dollars in the Democratic Party for years. That's no secret.
Right.
He's now have funded over 75 soft-on crime prosecutors. And I think what he saw is, generally speaking, people try to go at the presidential level or the state level to affect change in policy. But in a prosecutor race, which have usually been mundane, you know, whether you were a Democrat or a Republican, the idea was, you know, you're going to enforce the law. Like, that was really it. This was a low-dollar investment for him to create no bail laws, to say, have prosecutors say things like, look, you can still up to $750, $1,000 worth of product. No accountability. The police can't do anything to you. We're not going to do anything if you do that. And then it's the idea that people can commit these more severe crimes, and whether they're caught, they go in and get processed, and they're out the same day to commit more crimes, you're really causing great upheaval in communities. You're really changing the law, the system of justice, which in that case, for him, it gives him even more power, because locally, things that happen locally ends up happening statewide and sometimes nationally. It's a seed for him. And I really do believe he wants to destroy the country. Like, that's really my belief.
Yeah.
So I don't know what other nefarious or sinister goals he had in mind, but to be honest with you, Jason, and it hurts me to say it, he's been successful. He really has been successful. And there's folks like us at Fox News who have been talking about this for years and been saying to people, look, we gotta stop George Soros. We gotta, you know, look at these particular races because things are happening. And what does the mainstream media say? Oh, it's Fox News with the boogeyman again. They're just saying this stuff. They're trying to scare people. None of these things are true, which is what they mostly say about everything, whether it be about the transgender issues with children, teaching them in schools, which, again, Fox News was one of the first to report on this, and people said, oh, none of that stuff is happening. Fox News is lying to you. Absolutely, Fox News was true. This is what we must do. Use our voices for good, and we have to push back in a way that's going to be not just verbally, but meaningful in a policy way that's actually going to shift the agenda that George Soros set out to do.
Yeah, the nefarious intent here, I continue to question, because I'm in the camp with you at this point. I really do think that he hates the country. And, you know, now he's empowered his, I believe it's his son, and up the ante in terms of the amount of money that's going in here. And Democrats have just been lapping it up. But, you know, ultimately the citizens have got to be able to be smart enough to root this out and say, wait a sec, cashless bail, the idea that we're not going to prosecute these heinous crimes. You know, George Gascon in Los Angeles, there in what's going on in Chicago and other places.
Mary Chrysler, Philadelphia.
Yes, we have to. Ultimately, the voters can't be snookered into, well, that person, boy, I see the most ads. You know, people got to pay attention to some of these down ballot issues if they really want to make a difference in their community. So
that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And a part of that reason is people kind of got lost in this idea that, oh, well, we're going to be doing these things for some criminal justice reform. That was the argument. But what we're seeing is justice for the criminal. Plain and simple. That's what it is. It is justice for the criminal. We have to be about law and order. There's no choice. And I know there's African-Americans who have said, like, yeah, we need to change the justice system because it's not fair to African-Americans. Well, the changes that people like George Soros and George Gascon and others have implemented, have made communities that African Americans live in more lawless, more dangerous, and now our families are being murdered, and there's no accountability, no consequences for it. So you tell me, was it worth it? Do you tell me that defunding the police was worth it? Tell me. No one can tell you. They cannot make that argument. It used to be that you can go downtown Chicago and be safe. Now you got a family of two, a husband and wife just recently, husband and wife downtown Chicago, and a group of kids beat them up, kicked the lady in the stomach. She lost her baby. And you know what Kim Fox did? Two misdemeanors. Meanwhile, someone threw some drink on her. She gave them two felonies.
Yeah. The contrast on that case is unbelievable. It really is amazing. Gianno, let's go back to little Gianno. Tell us about growing up. Where were you at? What was life like? I mean, start like I was born in, and I'm not talking about the year, but talk about like where and what was growing up like.
I grew up on the south side of Chicago, extremely poor. Lights, gas, and water off at the same time, at times. Mom addicted to drugs. My grandmother saved us. At the time, she was a private duty nurse. And until one day, after we moved in with her and my mom went into rehab, she pulls out the garage one day to go to work, and the drunk driver hit her. Injures her back. She could no longer work. And although we were rescued from very dire set of circumstances, we lived in the projects, she could no longer work.
How many kids?
We, as in me and my siblings. So it was nine of us. I grew up with nine siblings.
Wow.
Two sisters, the rest brothers.
Uh-huh.
And we're all living with my grandmother at the time, and she gets injured. She can no longer work. So now we're back to that same place, if you will, welfare. She lost her house to foreclosure because her option was either take care of your grandchildren or keep your home. And she chose to take care of us instead. And I got involved in politics when I was 14 because my grandfather, a small business owner, plumbing and construction on my dad's side, on a Saturday we were riding through this area of Chicago called Inglewood, one of the hardest hit areas in terms of the drugs and violence. And as we were driving through this area, I saw a lady, and it began to bring tears to my eyes because I thought it was my mom looking drugged up and beat down. And as we're riding by, I realized it wasn't her. And, you know, I didn't want to cry in front of my grandfather, strong alpha male. But he noticed. And I said, what can I do to prevent this from happening? And he started talking about the elected officials, the power they have, the increase the penalty of law for those who sell and distribute drugs, and how they can provide grant funding for those who wanted to be rehabilitated. So I said I wanted to be an elected official. So at 14, I started volunteering for my local alderman's office every day after school like it was a job. That then led to an internship with her and then a part-time job with the federal government at 16. And from there, you know, I worked every day after school, 25 hours a week, 40 hours in the summers and winters. And eventually, I graduated high school. I was so interested in real estate because of this church I started attending, Bill Winston Ministry. It's a church called Living Word Christian Center in Forest Park, Illinois. I had this desire to get involved in real estate. So at 19 years old, without any family assistance, help, or their knowledge, I bought a multi-unit apartment building, and that really put me on my journey.
How'd you do that?
I was working part-time for the federal government, and I was saving my money. I had good credit, and, you know, I got a realtor, and, you know, I'm really listening to what I'm being taught at my church. And the church that I started going to, I've been in church all my life, but this was the first church I went to as an adult. And this pastor, he would say, listen, you shouldn't be relying on the government to take care of you. God is supposed to take care of you. He'll give you ideas. He'll introduce you to people. He'll create your network for you. And he was preaching a message that I had never heard before.
Right.
And it really inspired me to dig real deep inside myself to do something that I had never seen done in my community before.
Right.
And I think, you know, my faith in God is really the leading and guiding light to the majority of my life decisions that have been far bigger than me. Me at 19 buying a multi-unit apartment building was too big for me. That was something bigger than me. The Caldwell Institute for Public Safety is something that's bigger than me. It's larger than me, and it's intended to be so because you shouldn't just rely on your skill sets and gifts. God will provide the network that you can depend on that'll help establish something that's for the greater good.
You're listening to Jason in the House. We'll be back with more of my conversation with Gianno Caldwell right after this.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., tribal chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. 3 locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the 3rd generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until the renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
is Jason in the house.
We got Gianno Caldwell.
I got to tell you, it's been a long journey. From there, I went on to Washington, D.C. on the Mitt Romney campaign in 2012. Worked for John Shimkus on Capitol Hill for a little bit, and then I started a firm doing some government relations work because I was a lobbyist in Illinois. And then I got to meet a guy by the name of Armstrong Williams, who's Dr. Ben Carson's business manager. And he wanted me to write for the Washington Times, which led me into media.
Wow. That's quite the journey.
And it continues, Jason.
Yeah.
It continues.
All right. So, but tell me some more about, again, life growing up, because you had a lot of brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Were you playing sports? Were you, I mean, I'm talking when you're young, you know, family life sounds like maybe a little different than perhaps my growing up.
I imagine it's quite different. And I'm going to tell you, I the blessing for me was, although my mom and dad were never married, my dad would pick me up every Friday. He would take me to my grandparents' house. And I told you in the green room just this weekend, when we were talking about the cooking with friends segment for Fox and Friends, my grandparents would make catfish and spaghetti every Friday. And that's what we would eat, and it's such a delicious food. I know some people don't like catfish. I love it. But it was such a,
now,
you know, something
explain
I
explain to people
to.
Why my hesitation on catfish and ketchup.
Because
you were
spaghetti.
Having it for breakfast.
Catfish and spaghetti. Yeah, it was. But that was saying, what is your favorite dish? So people, you know, they may have salmon and rice. I think Kat Temp was telling me one time that she cooked for Cooking with Friends, her segment, she had Pop-Tarts and something else. I don't know how that's your favorite dish. But, you know, that, the people just pick whatever they really
like
to eat.
Look, my wife and I, we did Swedish pancakes. And I was brave enough to try to flip it live on the air, and I nailed it. Steve Ducey couldn't even believe it. I couldn't believe it, but I nailed it. And no, what I was smiling about was the catfish and spaghetti for breakfast.
Yeah, it was.
I bet it's pretty tasty. I don't know. Maybe my taste buds are too attuned to the time of day, but I just wouldn't necessarily go there for breakfast. Dinner, yeah, afternoon, I'd probably go there, but breakfast?
Yeah, but they didn't tell me, hey, we're going to do breakfast only dishes. They said, whatever you want to cook. I said, okay, well, let's do it. You know, it's a comfort food for me. It really reminds me of a really peaceful time. My grandfather's house was always less chaotic, and, you know, he taught me the value of hard work when I was just maybe 8 years old, 9 years old.
How did he do that?
He would take me to job sites with him. So when my dad would pick me up, you know, we'd do catfish and spaghetti on Fridays. And on Saturdays, my grandfather would wake me up at 7 a.m., 6 a.m., and he'd get me ready, and I would go to work with him. His plumbing construction business, he would pay me $10 a day to hold the flashlight hand tools. He always would keep a wad of cash in his pocket, and he wanted me to see, you know, from point A to point B how it was earned. You know, we're going to this customer's house. We're doing this work. They pay me via check or cash, and I take it to the bank, and here's the money. And, you know, I thought that was extraordinarily important to me, and it really gave me the desire to work. I wanted it so badly. Him just simply demonstrating that gave me a work ethic like no other. So it put me on a really early path. So when he tells me at 14 about these elected officials and the power they have to implement positive change, of course I want that, because he started me off so early that my mind had already begun to take shape around some of these activities that kids usually don't do until they're, you know, teenage or way well beyond. So I didn't have a regular upbringing like many of our peers. I didn't have my first drink until my 21st birthday on the night of, because, and I know you don't drink at all, Jason, but I didn't do that because I thought I was going to run for public office, and I wanted to make sure that I did everything in the right way. So that was really,
well,
really important to me. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm thankful
for
it.
Yeah, you know, and I think for a lot of young people, it's got to be
either a quest for something or a fear of something that keeps them on the straight and narrow. For like me, I was just buried in sport. Like, I didn't have time to go do stuff. I was tired, and I, you know, I either had a game early in the morning or a game late at night, and, you know, my friends were my on my soccer team together or on the football team, and, you know, it just wasn't part of my life. But certainly the temptations for that kind of thing had to be prevalent, right, in Southside Chicago.
It was... You know, often people doing drugs, drinking, and even when I was in, grade school, they were doing it, and in high school. But my only connection with the guys that kind of established friendships was my ability to be able to talk to girls. That was literally it. Because I didn't get involved in the more nefarious activities, and I had never had an interest because I had goals in life. And considering the fact that, you know, when I would come from my dad's house and, you know, my dad would give me a little pocket change, when I would walk in the house, it would be asked of me that whatever money I had or earned, we may need it for necessities. And that might be 30 or 40 bucks. But that's how dire the set of circumstances was that I grew up in. So, you know, people are typically shocked when I tell them about, you know, some of the things I've done at such a young age. But I've done them because I've honestly felt like I didn't have a choice. When you're in a bad set of circumstances, you got to try to dig your way out. You have to try to do some form of good, no matter what age you are, because you're already coming up from behind. You know, some people have two-parent households and middle-class families, and they're better prepared for what life may have for them because their parents have prepared them for later on, like college expenses, et cetera. But sometimes you got to kind of build on your own.
Yeah. That's inspirational because that is not necessarily the norm. Well, as you look back, you don't live there now, but look at the places like the South Side of Chicago and other places. What if they're going to affect the change and make the change, it's going to be bigger than just one person. There's generations now that have gone through and just kind of, that's what they've grown up with. They don't necessarily know any different. Like, if you could wave your magic wand, be the king of Southside Chicago, like, what needs to happen there to get that place so that it's productive and safe?
Well, oftentimes movements start with one person. We know that. We can look throughout our history with the one person that charge, and it impacts everyone. And I'll tell you, there's many things that need to happen in Chicago, but we got to also recognize what has gone wrong with Chicago is the breakdown of the family. You cannot ignore the fact that when you take fathers out of homes, oftentimes there's no discipline, there's no accountability, and young people feel that they're not responsible to anyone. That's why they go out and they join gangs, because of the sense of belonging and family. And honestly, many times with the gangs, there's structure. You know, there's leadership, there's accountability. If you don't do X, Y, and Z, then this may happen to you. So they end up going a more sinister route. And it's unfortunate, but that's it. What ends up happening, that's when the criminal justice system is supposed to step in. But unfortunately, that system is broken. So these kids know that in Chicago, there's this thing called a no chase policy, where police officers, whether they be on foot or they are driving in their cars chasing a suspect, they have to call their supervisors to get permission before they do that.
So,
which means the person who commits the crime gets away.
Yeah.
Largely. So, you know, there's multiple things wrong with the city of Chicago, but more importantly, you're going to have to fix that justice system right away. If you don't have these folks feeling accountable, then you're going to continue to see more and more lawlessness. And then the family is, the most important structure there. So if I can wave a magic wand, I would say law and order and get those families back together. And you're not going to be able to fix everybody, you know, or every situation. Some people have to go to jail forever. I mean, that's just, you know, you got to go to jail for life. Like, some people are irredeemable. And I know that's hard to say, because I am a believer in God and what he can do with some of the worst cases around. But, you know, sometimes that irredeemable person can go to jail, life can change, and they can help people that are in jail, even though they may be there for the rest of their lives. So, you know, that's my take on it, Jason.
Well, I think you're right there, because I was involved and engaged in the criminal justice reform. But we were focused on what we can do to reduce the rate of recidivism.
Yes.
You know, and for the hardened criminals, people are using guns in crimes, people that were sexual predators. That's not who we're talking about. Those people were off the table. Like, no, you commit such a heinous, violent crime, that's not who we're talking about. But there are a lot of people that are in prison that are dealing with drug addiction. And, you know, one of the stats that I was just stunned to learn, and I learned this through Brett Tolman, the Right on Crime effort, 95% of the people that go to prison, they're coming back out. And I think the big question is, are they going to be better criminals, or are they going to be better members of society? And so if you can get them to actually, you know, re-enter society and be a productive member, that is far better for the community and our way in quality of life than it is if somebody were to, hey, now I've made contact, now I know how to do these crimes even better. And that's what I fear is happening. And that's just one sliver of it. But, you know, if you're going to have prosecutors that aren't prosecuting the hardened crimes, and you're right, throwing a drink at somebody is going to be the felony just because it's personal. That's just the wrong direction.
It absolutely is the wrong direction. And I think many folks have gotten tired of it. Even progressive, well, I don't want to say progressives, because progressives seem like they're just continuing down a lane of right, crazy. Right. You know, some liberals, if you will, some at least moderate Democrats have seen that this, what they believe to be, you know, some good cause and to help people. And I know some people have really put their heart into it, like, well, maybe we should be helping and we should be doing these particular things. I think right. They've realized that that was wrong and not the direction. You can have compassion for people, but still be tough. And I think it's important to have compassion for people. We all come from different set of circumstances. And no matter if you're black, you're white, you're Hispanic or Asian, we all have our own issues and problems to deal with. You know, that's just a matter of life. So, you know, with respect to what that looks like, we gotta do better, and we gotta be tougher on crime, 100%. And one last pitch, because I know we're running out of time here, but for the Caldwell Institute for Public Safety, I encourage people to go to the website, caldwellinstitute.org. We need your help. We need your support. But if you know someone who's been a victim of violent crime, or their family member was, and they're trying to, navigate this system, I created this website because I wanted to replicate some of the experiences that I had to the betterment of other people. So you can go to our website, caldwellinstitute.org, look at the resources tab. There I have a number of resources, a manual on mental health and trauma written by Dr. Drew and Dr. Hines, who's a PhD clinician. She's also a family member of mine. Or How to Work with Prosecutors and the Police, written by Joel Fitzgerald, a current police chief, who's also the father of that Temple University police officer who was murdered a year ago, and a guy named Dan Kirk, who's a former number two at the Cook County Prosecutor's Office. And then I have a tab on there on how to pitch a story to the press. You know, with so many different crimes going on, I know people fight for their airtime. Maybe, you know, there's a chance that the person who did the crime could be caught, but they don't know how to get to the press. I have a manual there that I've written that gives people a step-by-step guide of how to get to the press, your local press, whether it be newspaper, local TV, etc. So please join us. And, you know, Dr. Pam Bondi's involved, Attorney General of Florida, former Attorney General, Dr. Drew Pinsky, a lot of good people. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Jason in the House. Stay with us. We're going to be right back.
More Jason in the House next.
Thank you. Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Hey, it's Matt, your Lee Filter Trusted Pro. Gutters are an often neglected part of the home. They're also one of the most important. Clogged, overflowing gutters can cause serious problems like foundation damage or basement flooding, which can cost thousands of dollars to fix. Let's face it, cleaning gutters yourself is not only a hassle, it can be dangerous. But when you get Leaf Filter, you'll never have to worry about cleaning clogged gutters again. Get started today by visiting leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free inspection. If you decide to move forward, we'll professionally clean, realign, and seal your gutters before installing our patented stainless steel micro mesh system. Leaf Filter keeps out everything but the water. And it's backed by a lifetime transferable no-clogs warranty. So you're protected for good. We're in your neighborhood and ready to help. Visit Leaf Filter today for a free inspection and estimate, and you could save up to 30%. Visit leaffilter.com/deal. That's leaffilter.com/deal.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
This is Poll Paris with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
Pride in the United States has increased significantly compared to the last few years. Only 39% of voters were proud of the U.S. back in 2022. It was about 45% for the past 2 years. That jumped to 58% in our latest Fox News survey, up 13 points. The survey was conducted before the U.S. took military action in Iran. It's unclear how that might affect voter pride. Among partisans, the recent increase in U.S. pride is led by Republicans. Today, 85% of GOPers are proud, up about 50 points with Donald Trump in the White House. Among independents, views held steady, with around 4 in 10 proud. At the same time, pride decreased among Democrats, down about 20 points compared to a year ago. Notably, the overall 58% expressing pride today is the largest number in more than a decade. We're proud to be transparent. You can find our surveys and a full methodology statement at foxnews.com/poll. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your Poll Paris.
This is Fox on Justice. We're following a massive human trafficking sting out of Florida. Authorities arrested more than 250 people. The operation is called Fool Around and Find Out. Focused on busting prostitution, those arrested came from all walks of life, including a doctor, active military, a Red Cross employee. The list goes on and on, according to the Polk County Sheriff's Office, who says during the 9-day multi-agency investigation, officials went undercover to tackle human trafficking, child predators, and illegal immigration. Among those arrested was former NFL linebacker Adarius Taylor, who played 7 years in the league for the Buccaneers, Panthers, and Browns. During the sting operation, more than 30 were found to be in the country illegally. And out of the 255 arrested, 22 admitted they were receiving government assistance at the time of their arrest. The sheriff's office says they rescued 4 victims of human trafficking, individuals authorities believe were being exploited or coerced. I'm Dana Marie McNichol, Fox News.
It's Jason in the house.
Hey, Gianna, I have a few rapid questions I got to ask you, though.
Okay.
We're going to go fast, but we ask everybody these questions, so I got to ask them. You ready?
Let's go.
All right, first concert you attended?
I think it was a Kanye West concert.
There you go. What was your high school mascot?
Oh, man, I forgot.
No problem. No problem. Did you have a pet growing up?
Yeah, we had a little poodle.
Little poodle? All right.
Yeah, a little small dog.
All right. Other than a religious figure, if you could meet anybody, like anybody in the history of time, and you could Have that person over. Make them some of that catfish and spaghetti. Who would that person be that you'd want to sit down and have dinner with?
Thomas Edison.
Really? Why?
Yeah. I mean, I'm obviously a brilliant thinker, but I'm just reminded of a quote, "I've not failed, I found 10,000 ways that didn't work." So a guy who can think that deeply on an issue and continue to give himself the opportunity to do better is somebody that I would want to have a conversation with, because he's affected the world in a way that not many even thought was possible. So,
no, that's great.
Yeah, he would be pretty brilliant.
Pineapple on pizza?
No. No way.
Good answer. We knew Gianna would do well on this test because he'd be surprised.
No mascot. I don't know.
There's no way pineapple on pizza. I totally get that. All right. Last question. Best advice you ever got?
Never give up.
It's good.
Yeah,
it's good. Makes sense. Up. Short, sweet, simple.
Yeah.
And yeah, no, it makes sense. So. Listen, Gianna Caldwell, thanks for joining us on the Jason House podcast. I appreciate your friendship, appreciate what you're doing. Sad that you had to go through this with your younger brother. Nobody should have to go through that. But I appreciate you giving us some perspective and sharing some time with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And please follow me on, guys, on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok. At Gianno Caldwell, G-I-A-N-N-O, Caldwell, C-A-L-D-W-E-L-L. Thank you, Jason.
There you go. All right, so Gianno Caldwell, you can tell, you know, he's got his head screwed on straight, doing good things, making the world a better place. That's what it's going to take. It's going to take people like that. Gone through some hardship to make the world a better place in hard places. And, yeah, it's really, really interesting, and hope you can rate this podcast. We'd love it if you subscribe to it. Every week we have somebody new and interesting and fun. And I want to remind people you can listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. Really do appreciate you joining us on the Jason in the House podcast. Head on over to FoxNewsPodcast.com. Got a lot of good colleagues that also have some good, worthy podcasts out there. And again, rate it, review it. Join us again next week. I'm Jason Chaffetz. This has been Jason in the House.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable Pocket Hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you.
For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text SUMMER to 64000. That's SUMMER to 64000.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Foundation for the Defense of Democracy senior fellow Mark Montgomery is telling the Salem Radio Network he agrees with the Senate's recent decision to boost the Defense Department's 2026 budget up to more than 2% of the GDP.
As a result of this, the base budget stayed around $838 billion, plus there's like $34 billion or so in or $848 billion, and there's about $34 billion in Department of Energy, this nuclear weapons, for a total defense budget of around $880 billion. Hugh, that's about 2.9% of GDP. Now, you add in the 157, it gets you up to 3.3.
Elsewhere, President Trump has named a familiar face to be the interim chief of the space agency. More details on that from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
NASA's under new management after an announcement from President Trump late Wednesday evening naming current Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy as the agency's interim administrator. The announcement credits Duffy for doing, quote, a tremendous job in his role as Transportation Secretary, which it seems he will maintain as he also oversees the space agency. The appointment came on the eve of the Senate Appropriation Committee's scheduled markup of the White House's bill that allocates funds to NASA, which proposes a nearly 25% cut to the agency's overall budget and decimates funding for current and future science missions by almost 50%. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Ukraine's security agency says it has killed Russian agents suspected of assassinating a senior officer in Kiev last week. The Security Service of Ukraine says a man and a woman were killed on Thursday after the daylight killing of Colonel Ivan Avinoch. The U.S. government is sanctioning Cuban President Miguel Diaz-Canel and several other officials for human rights violations, Secretary of State Marco Rubio announcing that. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, Mike Gallagher here. As the summer heats up, so do the bills. If you're like a lot of folks, you're not selling your home anytime soon, but that equity you've built, just sitting there. That's why I trust Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. Love this place. It's in their name, their DNA. They're the team I've used personally, and they treat every client like family. Fellowship Home Loans. They know how to help you tap into your home's value wisely, whether that's a HELOC or a cash-out refi. Fellowship is a direct lender and operates with your best interest in mind. Maybe it's time to finally knock out that renovation, pay off some debt, or just add a little cushion to your retirement account. With rates still reasonable and inflation squeezing all of us, your home might be the smartest financial tool you've got right now. So if you're staying put this summer, make your home work for you. Visit my friends at Fellowship Home Loans, fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, equal housing lender, NMLS number 819382.
Turkish President Recep Erdogan has hailed the disarmament of the militant Kurdish separatist group as an end of a painful chapter in Turkey's history. Erdogan told a meeting of his ruling party in Ankara this weekend that the 40-year-old, quote, scourge of terrorism presented by the PKK, the Kurdistan Workers' Party, is on its way to ending. The Turkish president says a parliamentary commission will be established to oversee the peace. The PKK announced back in May it would heed its jailed leader and formally disarm and disband. A click-and-cancel rule, which would have made it easier for folks to end unwanted subscriptions, has been blocked by a federal appeals court just days before it was set to go into effect. The rule would also have required companies to disclose when free trials and promotional offers would end and let customers cancel recurring subscriptions just as easily as they got into them in the first place. But that's all on hold right now. News and analysis at townhall.com.
The PKK announced in May that it would disband and renounce armed conflict, ending four decades of hostilities. The move came after PKK leader Abdullah Öcalan, who has been imprisoned on an island near Istanbul since 1999, urged his group in February to convene a congress and formally disband and disarm. Turkey's president Recep Tayyip Erdogan hailed the process as a win for everyone, Turks, Kurds and Arabs. I'm Karen Shamas.
Today is Sunday, July the 13th, and a number of notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including Sir Patrick Stewart, the famous actor we all know and love, 85 years old today. Another one of his peers, actor Harrison Ford, is also having a birthday today. He is 83. Sports commentator Tony Kornheiser, 77. William Champion, the musician from Coldplay, is 46. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Fox News Podcasts presents the Brett Baer Podcast with Fox News Chief Political Anchor Brett Baer.
As emergency crews continue searching for survivors, let's look at how such devastating floods caught Central Texas by surprise. At 1:18 in the afternoon on Thursday, July 3rd, a flood watch was issued for parts of Texas, including Kerr County. 12 hours later, in the early hours of July 4th, a life-threatening flash flood warning was issued for Kerrville. About 3 hours after that, that warning was upgraded to emergency in south-central Kerr County at 4:03 a.m. Within the hour, the Guadalupe River had swelled to its peak in Hunt and Kerrville. Now, time-lapse footage from Friday shows how quickly the water levels rose. In the town of Kingsland, Texas, look at this, flood waters rushing in, completely submerging this causeway in just a few minutes. Now, here is a map of Kerr County where at least 75 people have reportedly died. You can see that Kerrville is here, and down the river is Hunt, along the Guadalupe River. Camp Mystic's about 6 miles south of Hunt. This area, this entire area, is the Texas Hill Country, about 11 million acres, a region of central west Texas known especially for being flood-prone, a flood-prone region. In just a few hours on July 4th, 10 to 12 inches of rain fell in Kerr County, that entire area. The volume of water that poured down estimated to be more than 100 billion gallons. That's an amount that surpasses the daily flow over the Niagara Falls. If you look at the scale of the floodwaters and the levels, Hunt peaked at almost 30 feet. Now, Kerrville peaked at just over 23 feet. Now, that's higher than cars, single-story homes, traffic lights. You can see the extent of the flooding here. In Hunt, that 30-foot wall of water is taller than a two-story home. The swell wiped out roads and homes and cars. Hunt's also a popular destination for campers and family members during the summer. Now, one of those is Camp Mystic, as we talked about, the all-girls camp. When flash flooding ripped through the grounds early Friday morning, about 700 children were on this site. The Guadalupe River had swelled. It surged to 26 feet in some areas within just 45 minutes. So this wall of water slams into the low-lying cabins, and one of the other campers, the older campers there, staying at higher elevation, described this whole harrowing experience.
It was about 1:30 in the morning, and rain just kind of started coming through our windows. I woke my girls up, told them to close the windows, and then the power just went out. I just remember, you know, waking up, the waterfront was, like, gone, and the dam was completely flooded.
Almost a dozen people from Camp Mystic are still missing. As search and rescue operations continue across South Central Texas, communities, believe it or not, are bracing for more rounds of torrential rain and thunderstorms this week.
More of the Brett Baer Show coming up.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription.
This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Warning, the national debt is spiraling out of control. Trade wars are causing record volatility, and inflation could make a devastating comeback. Will you sit on the sidelines and wait, or will you take action today to help protect your hard-earned retirement savings? And what if you could do it tax and penalty-free? Find out more by requesting your free 2025 gold and silver kit from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Plus, you could get an unlimited instant match on bonus silver if you qualify. Call 855-969-GOLD to learn more. That's 855-969-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you.
For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text SUMMER to 64000. That's SUMMER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. S-U-M-M-E-R to 64000.
This is House Call for Health. July is UV Awareness Month, an annual skin cancer awareness campaign to talk about skin cancer protection and prevention. The American Academy of Dermatology says UV is the root cause of most skin cancers, and there are some steps you can take to protect yourself. They want you to practice safe sun, not just in the summer, but year-round. First, hit the shade when you can. Also, wear sun-protective clothing. And always apply a broad-spectrum, water-resistant sunscreen with an SPF of 30 or higher. Dermatologists also highlight some common sunscreen mistakes, like ignoring the label, using too little, using an old bottle, or relying solely on sunscreen, also applying it only in sunny weather. They say only about 20% of Americans use sunscreen on cloudy days, when up to 80% of UV rays can still penetrate your skin. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Doctors and nurses from Texas make the Dean's List for celebrating a senior's graduation. Laura Wiley's kidney was infected and quickly turned into severe sepsis as she was admitted into the hospital right before her ceremony. News about Laura missing out on her big day spread through the community, and together with the school and the hospital staff, the lounge area of the hospital was transformed into a celebration with class of 2025 and congratulations posters. Blue and gold, her school's colors were everywhere, and Laura was able to watch the event on a live stream while dressed in her cap and gown. She watched all of her classmates walk onto the stage to get their diplomas, and Laura's name was announced with cheers both at the school and on the hospital floor. The school's assistant principal even drove to the hospital to present her with the diploma. Laura was overwhelmed with gratitude, saying she wouldn't have changed a thing. Congratulations, Laura, on your graduation and making the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1988. Jimmy Swaggart.
To my Lord and my Savior, I have sinned against you, my Lord.
I did not commit any crime.
Read my lips.
Poor George. He can't help it. He was born with a silver foot in his mouth.
I served with Jack Kennedy. I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
There was a terrible explosion, and the whole sky lit up, and it was virtually raining fire.
We must never surrender! America will get better! Keep hope alive! Keep hope alive!
News as it happens then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk. Bret Baier Show with Fox News chief political anchor, Bret Baier.
I think the potential in the Gaza Strip is unbelievable. The Riviera of the Middle East, this could be something that could be so bad. This could be so magnificent.
Well, that's President Trump talking about Gaza. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is heading to the White House. Let's bring in Fox News senior strategic analyst, retired General Jack Keane. General, thanks for being here.
Yeah, great.
They have a lot to talk about, but obviously top on the agenda is coming to some kind of strategic end to Israel Hamas, right?
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, we're on a cusp of major strategic change in the Middle East, and obviously it grew out of the tactical success that Iran, Hezbollah, and obviously Hamas led the October 7th attack. It was a successful tactical attack, but it's led to their strategic defeat. We had a 12-day war. Iran's been militarily defeated. Their nuclear program, conservatively, has been set back by some kind of years, for sure. Hezbollah and Hamas have been decimated. They'd lost their strategic platform in Syria because Hezbollah could no longer provide the ground force to prop up the Assad regime.
Brother, let me interrupt. Did you find it interesting that there was a message from the ambassador, Barak, the U.S. ambassador to Turkey, that Hezbollah is a political organization? Isn't that just a signal that they're going to try to get Lebanon and Syria maybe in the Abraham Accord or something?
Yeah, well, that's part of the strategic shift. Hezbollah has always been a major military organization organized to export terrorism as well, but a political reality in the politics in Lebanon and elected as such. So they've always had disproportionate political influence, but now they are considerably weaker. The Lebanese government is growing in strength, and there is potential in terms of some kind of political arrangement between Lebanon and Israel, which is another major breakthrough that could take place here.
And then Iran, obviously the successful mission. We don't know the entire status of Iran's nuclear program, but the next step here is also being talked about.
Yeah. Well, certainly after the military defeat that handed to them and the United States' decisive action led by the president, obviously to shut down the remnants of their nuclear program, we went immediately to a ceasefire. Obviously, they had to agree to that. And now there's discussions about another diplomatic initiative to bring Iran to the negotiating table. Well, that could be positive if they're willing to let inspectors in and review their entire nuclear enterprise and make sure what remains would be dismantled. I think my own judgment is that Iran is not giving up the idea of having a nuclear weapon. They're probably assessing the damage, and their intention would be put a plan together, recover, and rebuild. They always plan to accept a strike, thinking they could survive it and have some remnants of the program together. I think they will use diplomatic negotiations as a cover to rebuild their program. But nonetheless, they are back on their heels. Syria, as an example, I mean, think about this. They are having a non-aggression pact discussion with Israel. Think of that. If that comes to fruition, that in itself is a change. When you think about the Saudis, if ending the war in Gaza and rebuilding, as you introduced here with President Trump, Gaza into something that the Gazan people can finally have some security and maybe even some economic well-being as a result of it. If that's the new predicate instead of a Palestinian state, we may be closer to normalization.
But the fact that the defense minister, KBS, Khaled Sheikh Mohammed, the younger brother of the crown prince, MBS, was secretly brought into the White House on Thursday to deliver a message from his brother on a number of fronts, including Iran and including Gaza, suggests that they're moving. I mean, yeah. There's a shift.
Yeah, and I think that if the new predicate is what I think it is, and it's not a Palestinian state, I think this could go much more rapidly than we think. And for our audience to understand, Saudi Arabia, once they normalize relations with Israel, and by the way, they were close to doing that, and that is why Hamas initiated attack. And in Sinwar's own words, that was the prime motivator to shut it down. So if that can be renewed, if Saudi does normalize, so will all the other Arab countries in the region. That is major paradigm shift. The Middle East will be reset and the chances for stability and peace are completely on the horizon.
Let me turn to the other obvious focus and put up a map of Ukraine. There's still some heavy fighting. Russia is still launching big attacks. There have been attacks the other way. There was some confusion about whether we were drawing down weapons going to Ukraine. What's your sense of things?
Well, Russia has been making steady tactical gains, but no major operational breakthroughs. They haven't captured a major city or a provincial capital in a couple of years. 40-plus months into the war, they cannot take control of Ukraine if the United States military assistance remains and if the Europeans' assistance remains. If we pull ours out of there, they likely would take it in a year, maybe two at the most. So the military assistance program is crucial. And I think to get Putin where he is right now, he's willing to maintain his military offensive campaign. He sells it as a narrative that he's really succeeding, that he's overwhelming Ukraine. That's a false narrative. If we can combine economic sanctions, which I think will likely be announced this week by the Senate, led by Blumenthal and Senator Graham, and the Europeans are going to do the same, and we commit to provide military assistance, that has the possibility of bringing Putin to the negotiating table. Sanctions by themselves won't do it. Why is that? Because Putin has always believed that he can work around it, and the evidence is on his side about that. That's the truth of it.
General, always fascinating. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, great talking to you, Brett.
We'll hear more after this.
The DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients? Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review. That's been a directive by President Trump. I'm reviewing that.
She was saying the entirety of all of the paperwork, all of the paper in relation to Jeffrey Epstein's crimes. That's what the Attorney General was referring to, and I'll let her speak for that.
Well, February 21st and today at the White House, this is the DOJ and FBI put out Jeffrey Epstein had no client list, died by suicide. The systemic review revealed no incriminating client list. There was also no credible evidence found that Epstein blackmailed prominent individuals as part of his actions. After a thorough investigation, FBI investigators concluded that Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide in his cell at the Metropolitan Correctional Center in New York City on August 10th, 2019. With that, let's start there and bring in our panel, Matthew Continetti, scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, columnist at the Free Press. Josh Krausauer is a Fox News radio political analyst. And we welcome Politico White House Bureau Chief Dasha Burns. Welcome. Dasha, you know, it's getting a lot of pushback, especially from the right, saying, you told us all this time that it's coming, and it's not coming.
Look, the original sin, the match that really lit the flame here, were those binders, those bombshell binders that had no bombshells in them. And that's when the MAGA right really started to cry foul, because there were these breadcrumbs that were left for folks, but nothing that they were actually leading to. And you have folks like Kash Patel, Dan Bongino, who initially were some of the big proponents of this sort of deep state idea that they were hiding things from the public. And then once they got in there, they saw, wait a minute, we've looked at the evidence, and it's just not there. But once you rile up the MAGA right in that way, they're not going to let it go very easily. And I've been getting texts from the Laura Loomers of the world saying we need to hold these folks accountable. They want to see Pam Bondi fired over this.
It's really quite something. I asked the FBI director about part of this, the suicide part, in that interview. Take a listen. You said, as far as you know, he killed himself.
I'm telling you, he killed himself.
The other thing on the internet is the Epstein files. What's the answer to that?
The answer to that is the same as everything else. I'm not going to withhold information from the American public ever, but I'm also not going to rush to get it out there in a format in which they can't rely on it.
So, Matthew, I mean, he's kind of cut and dry there, but there's a lot of MAGA world that's right. Not happy with this entire situation.
Well, I think when Kash Patel and Dan Bongino say something, I'm inclined to believe them, considering they've developed a lot of credibility on various issues over the past 10 years. But the problem here is, for people who don't trust the government, they're not going to accept anything the government tells them. And so just like the JFK assassination, where you see decades after, continuing questions linger, I think we're going to be dealing with this Jeffrey Epstein story for a long time to come.
Josh?
We are in a low trust society, and that is part of the Trump coalition. We followed a lot of stories in the last couple of years, the UFOs and the sightings in New Jersey, the questions about vaccines, that you know, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is HHS secretary in large part because of that skepticism. So I don't think simply, you know, saying the matter is settled is going to, as Dasha was saying, is going to really settle the nerves of a lot of the folks on the MAGA right. There's still going to be a lot of questions. There is that one missing minute of the video in the footage that they released. So I think there are going to be more questions. And, you know, when you feed the beast, it keeps on asking for more.
Yeah. Dasha, a little different. There was no, like, welcome shot. It was a little bit differently staged.
Yeah.
And they were kind of closed press for most of this. We'll see if we get it during the show.
Well, look, the stakes are really high right now. And I think you're seeing a more somber and serious mood in the White House around the Middle East right now because the president knows that it's still a pressure cooker. And look, he's been kind of playing out this madman theory, as some scholars would call it, but it's a madman theory with some consistency, which is that he's been very clear for a long time, even before he was in politics, that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. And he has indicated that he's willing to either not rule out the U.S. striking again and also potentially not rule out having Israel strike again. Of course, what he wants right now, though, he wants to make the deal. He wants to get that Nobel Peace Prize and he wants to make peace, but it is a hotbed in that region.
I want to play the soundbite from the U.S. ambassador to Turkey, and I talked about this with General Keane about Hezbollah, and it comes the day that the Israeli prime minister is at the White House. Take a listen.
Hezbollah is a political party. It also has a militant aspect to it. Hezbollah needs to see that there's a future for them, that road is not harnessed just solely against them, and that there's an intersection of peace and prosperity for them also.
I mean, there may be a major paradigm shift in the Middle East. Jack Keane was talking about it. Others have. We'll see.
Well, Prime Minister Netanyahu, on his way to the United States, said that one of his missions here is to expand the circle of peace for Israel. And that's what we stand at the cusp of doing, whether it's Syria, whether it's Lebanon, whether it is Saudi Arabia, whether it's possibly a deal that gets us a ceasefire and hostage relief in Gaza. I think one reason why the White House is hanging back on scheduling any appearances with Prime Minister Netanyahu is the situation is very in flux. But the key is this, Brett. Whatever peace happens in the next few weeks, it will be the result of the United States and Israel working together and increasing their strength in the region. That's the two-state solution. That's what leads to peace, the U.S. and Israel.
Mm-hmm. Josh?
It is a transformational moment, and it's in large part because Trump has taken some bold moves that have shaken up the chessboard and really degraded Iran's power in the region. Look, Iran is degraded as a result of both the U.S.-Israeli coordination on the military strikes. You could have, I think the hope is from the White House, that there is some hostage deal that were a 60-day ceasefire that could lead to at least more hostages being returned home. I think the president would like to see kind of an end to the Gaza chapter and a beginning to the Abraham Accords,
well,
Saudi Arabia.
He's not afraid to buck tradition. He's not afraid to shake up the conventional wisdom and the global order in order to get things done. We've seen that with his announcement about the Gaza Riviera. We've seen that with how some of his acolytes have done their work overseas and some of the, you know, the unsavory characters that they've been willing to sit across the table from to make a deal.
He has seen movement, as I mentioned, in the Middle East. We'll see if there's more movement. What he hasn't seen movement, Dasha, on is Ukraine and Russia. And in part because I think he's very disappointed in is his conversations with Vladimir Putin.
He's getting increasingly frustrated with Putin. You've seen that. The question is he going to eventually go the sanctions route? I interviewed Secretary of State Marco Rubio in NATO, and he seemed to think that it is not time to do that yet. They want to give Russia a little bit of space to operate. But you've seen in both his public appearances and his Truth Social posts, the president is increasingly getting fed up.
But Josh, he's got to put the pinch on him someplace.
Yeah, I think that there's a bill in the Senate that Lindsey Graham has been championing, and it'll be a big test if President Trump gets behind that bill to put more pressure and more sanctions on Russia.
It's sitting in that back pocket.
Sanctions and frozen assets. That's the only leverage we have, and I think it's past time we use it to force Putin to know that we're serious about reaching a ceasefire in Ukraine.
All right. Panel, thanks.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Joe DiMaggio was named the greatest living player in a 1969 poll of sports writers. He took the great American pastime of baseball to new heights during his career and defined the term sports hero in the 40s and 50s. Jolden Joe was known for the power of his batting. After World War II, he became a national hero, and even people who didn't like the New York Yankees liked Joe. He announced his retirement in 1952.
I said last spring, I thought this would be my last year. I wish I could have had a better year, but even if I had hit 350, this would have been my last year for me anyway. You all know I've had my share of injuries and setbacks during my career. In recent years, these have been too frequent to laugh for. When baseball is no longer fun, it's no longer a game. And so, I've played my last game of ball.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archive of Fox News Talk.
Every weekday, it's your go-to source for staying informed and entertained. The Fox News Primetime Highlights Podcast, offering a curated selection of the most impactful moments of the Ingram Angle, Jesse Waters Primetime, Hannity, and Gutfeld. Listen and follow now so you never miss a moment of the action-packed highlights from these must-watch Fox News Channel shows. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. America's listening to Fox News. Fox News Audio presents Unsolved with James Patterson. Every crime tells a story, but some stories are left unfinished.
The thing that I'm so afraid of is I don't know how much evidence is left to even point the finger at the true person.
Best-selling mystery author James Patterson takes listeners into the core of some of America's most haunting mysteries. Real cases, real people. The Unsolved with James Patterson podcast. Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Jana Seen, Fox News senior meteorologist and host of the Jana Seen Podcast. Join me every Sunday as I focus on stories of hope and people who are truly rays of sunshine in their community and across the world. Be sure to subscribe to the Jana Seen Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
This is Jason Chaffetz from the Jason in the House podcast. Join me every Monday to dive deeper into the latest political headlines and chat with remarkable guests to hear their take on American life, politics, and entertainment. And don't forget, there's always somebody doing something stupid somewhere.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcast.com
or wherever you download podcasts.
Must listen to podcasts from Fox News Audio.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On January 19th, 1989, President Ronald Reagan bid farewell to Americans in his last address as president.
I've spoken of a shining city all my political life, but I don't know if I ever quite communicated what I saw when I said it. But in my mind, it was a tall, proud city built on rocks stronger than oceans, windswept, God-blessed, and teeming with people of all kinds living in harmony and peace. A city with free ports that hummed with commerce and creativity. And if there had to be city walls, the walls had doors, and the doors were open to anyone with the will and the heart to get here. That's how I saw it. And see it still.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A 10-year-old who stood up for local veterans in Addison, New York, makes today's Dean's List. Kendall Reed has been working nonstop to collect essentials for our heroes. With the support of her parents and the community, Kendall has not only gathered clothing for her local VA, but has also held craft sales, sold handmade candles, and organized bake sales. Her family says she's very determined, and when she gets an idea, despite the potential challenges, she goes for it. From a young age, she's always wanted to help. Kendall's raised money for kids with cancer, police officers during the pandemic, and does kind things for seniors and others around the community. Kendall says she does it because she likes giving and caring about everyone, from the elderly to the disabled. Everyone deserves to be treated fairly. Kendall's generosity was recently celebrated in her town, being named Citizen of the Year. Keep spreading sunshine, Addison. You made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Show with Fox News chief political anchor, Brett Baer.
What do you see 10, 20, 30 years for Saudi Arabia?
Saudi Arabia and really the perfect track. Since that time, we would be among the top 7 GDP globally. I'm trying to get Saudi Arabia back on the right track.
You're a data guy, clearly.
We can see today. Today we are the largest, 17, number 17 ranked as the largest GDP in the world, but in G20 we are almost ranked number 15 from 20 in just a few years.
Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia there. As international efforts to bring peace to the Middle East push forward, there is a renewed focus on how Saudi Arabia is shaping the region's future. Karen Elliott House takes a look at Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and his vision for the kingdom in her new book, The Man Who Would Be King. She joins us now. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
A fascinating read at a fascinating time about this man. I interviewed him and I talked to you before mm-hmm. I went over there. Mm-hmm. You spent a lot of time kind of realizing who this person is as a leader.
I managed to see him, I think, 6 or 7 times over between 2016 and when I wrote the book. He is, as you know from meeting him, very un-Saudi. He's willing to take a stand, to stick out, as opposed to blend in like a lot of Saudis prefer to do. They don't have that American individualism about them.
Do you sense that he is going to be that leader that is the linchpin in the Middle East for decades to come?
I do. I think, he has the ambition and he has the age. He's youthful. I mean, he won't be 40 until August of this year. So he is driven. He's determined to protect what he's developing in Saudi Arabia and to try to bring peace and prosperity to the rest of the region.
You know, in a book, the book excerpt on the new Saudi Arabia, in MBS's New Saudi Arabia, the celebrated citizen isn't the one who blindly obeys religious clerics or memorizes the Quran. The new role model is the entrepreneurial young man or woman committed to developing Saudi Arabia economically, not living off government handouts.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, he had a bumpy start there, but there is a sense that that country is turning.
The changes he's already made, I've been going there for nearly 50 years, and the country is unrecognizable. You know, you don't have the religious police. You have women working in every office building, restaurants serving nice food. I mean, people used to not want to go out and eat because you had to be fenced off your family from everyone else. So he's already accomplished a lot. On the regional scene, that's where his ambition is now, and he clearly has more to do.
And I asked him about the normalization, and obviously this was before October 7th,
mm-hmm.
But here's what he said. What would it take for you to agree to normalize relations with Israel?
For us, the Palestinian issue is very important. We need to solve that part, and we have a good negotiation. It's continue. Till now, we got to see where it will go. We hope that it will reach a place that it will ease the life of the Palestinians and get Israel back as a player in the Middle East.
So you think, if you were to characterize it, are you close?
Every day we get closer.
And obviously, October 7th changed that dynamic, not short after that interview. Do you think they're going to get there?
Absolutely. I mean, he wants to do it. I am not so optimistic that it's going to happen in the next few months, but I do think it will happen because he wants an economic security relationship and most a commercial relationship with Israeli high tech and Saudi money turning Neom, his new area there in the northwest of Arabia, into a new Silicon Valley that will help elevate the economy on up the ladder in the G20.
Well, if you want to know about the man, MBS, it's a good book to read. Thank you, Karen. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Over the next 5 years, demand for electricity to power data centers is expected to double, more than double, worldwide. The facilities are expected to require as much energy in 2030 as the entire country of Japan does today. Driving that growth is artificial intelligence. Tonight, we take a look at how tech companies plan to meet that demand.
All of this could slow down AI, just as the research and development is preparing for takeoff.
There's been little change in U.S. energy consumption over the past decade. Increased efforts to make energy use more efficient have kept levels low. But a recent report from the Energy Information Administration finds the demand for energy is now rising. Why does AI require so much energy?
Well, AI relies on a lot of what we call compute. A lot of chips that do a lot of calculations and a lot of data that is accessed and is stored.
Not all consumers are sold on artificial intelligence just yet. Our recent Fox News survey shows most rural voters, white voters, and those over the age of 45 and women view AI as bad for society. Urban voters, non-white voters, those under the age of 45 and men viewed the technology as a good thing. Among major political parties, registered Republicans were most optimistic about AI, but no party's approval was above 50%. The American public doesn't yet seem fully on board with artificial intelligence. Do you think that perception about AI is going to change?
I think it's natural that people will always have called a mixture of hopes and anxieties. The truth is we all rely on AI already, even if we don't think about it.
Despite the somewhat negative sentiment for most voters, tech companies are powering on. At least two nuclear plants are scheduled to restart thanks to big tech partnerships.
We at Microsoft have invested with a company called Constellation to bring back part of Three Mile Island online. I think this will all become an increasing part of the nation's electricity future.
That partnership, how will that work with Constellation?
Well, basically, it only makes sense for a power company to invest to bring something like Three Mile Island back online if it has a guarantee that somebody's going to purchase it.
Three Mile Island is located near Pennsylvania's capital, Harrisburg.
There was an accident today at a nuclear power plant near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. It's a bad one, one of the worst.
It most widely is known for its Unit 2 reactor's partial meltdown in 1979, one of the most serious nuclear accidents in U.S. history. The reactor was immediately taken offline.
Very small traces of radioactivity have been released from the plant.
While there were no detectable health effects, the incident changed how nuclear plants operate. After Three Mile Island, after Chernobyl overseas, there was all this thought about how dangerous it was going to be. But now you look at it, could nuclear energy become the primary source of energy in the U.S.?
I think it's going to be an important part of the mix. We don't need 24/7 power for the full amount of electricity in the U.S. We still have seasonal needs. We still have day and night differences.
Three Mile Island Unit 1 closed in 2019 for economic reasons. Constellation and Microsoft plan to restart the reactor as early as 2027 at what is now called Crane Clean Energy Center.
When I say nuclear, you say energy. Nuclear!
Energy. It will add more than 800 megawatts of energy, enough to power more than 800,000 homes. It's also part of Microsoft's effort to match the amount of power the company's data centers use from the regional transmission system.
Our philosophy as a company is that we will invest to bring onto the electric grid as much or more power than we will consume. And we will do that in a way that ensures that none of the neighbors are going to see a rise in their electricity rates.
Constellation is also partnering with Meta to relicense its Clinton Clean Energy Center in central Illinois for another 20 years. Are these deals about adding electricity to the grid rather than taking what's already available?
A little bit of both. So in all of the deals we're doing, it's a combination of existing megawatts plus new megawatts that are being developed pursuant to the agreements we have with the hyperscalers.
Meta plans to add up to 4 gigawatts of nuclear energy generation across the U.S. starting in the early 2030s. Amazon will build 2 data center complexes in Pennsylvania and use electricity from Talen's energy nuclear plant.
Google is partnering with Elemental on three nuclear projects.
This is all nuclear. It's a hot industry. It's a brilliant industry.
President Trump is backing the nuclear effort. In May, he signed several executive orders intended to quadruple domestic nuclear power production within the next 25 years. This month, he will headline an AI energy summit in Pittsburgh. Is the White House driving some of these deals because of AI?
Absolutely. I mean, to win the AI race, we're going to need a lot of energy. Brett, the new AI data centers are very power hungry. They consume a lot of electricity. And the U.S. electric grid really hasn't grown very much over the past decade.
Kraft Ventures founder and investor David Sachs serves as White House AI and crypto czar and is helping steer President Trump's AI agenda. What are some of the administration's goals when it comes to advancing AI?
Well, the most important thing is to win the AI race. We have to have the most infrastructure. We need to have the most data centers. We need to have the most computing power, and that means more energy. China has doubled the size of its electric grid over the past decade. We haven't, and so we need to drill, baby, drill, and build, baby, build.
More of the Brett Baer Show coming up.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, Debt Lu is here for you. With Debt Lu's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at Debt Lu are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
Hey, it's Matt, your Lee Filter Trusted Pro. Gutters are an often neglected part of the home. They're also one of the most important. Clogged, overflowing gutters can cause serious problems like foundation damage or basement flooding, which can cost thousands of dollars to fix. Let's face it, cleaning gutters yourself is not only a hassle, it can be dangerous. But when you get Lee Filter, you'll never have to worry about cleaning clogged gutters again. Get started today by visiting leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free inspection. If you decide to move forward, we'll professionally clean, realign, and seal your gutters before installing our patented stainless steel micro mesh system. Lee Filter keeps out everything but the water. And it's backed by a lifetime transferable no clogs warranty. So you're protected for good. We're in your neighborhood and ready to help. Visit Lee Filter today for a free inspection and estimate, and you could save up to 30%. Visit leaffilter.com/deal. That's leaffilter.com/deal.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. Every weekday, it's your go-to source for staying informed and entertained. The Fox News Primetime Highlights Podcast, offering a curated selection of the most impactful moments of the Ingram Engel, Jesse Waters Primetime, Hannity, and Gutfeld. Listen and follow now so you never miss a moment of the action-packed highlights from these must-watch Fox News Channel shows. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. America's listening to Fox News. Fox News Audio presents Unsolved with James Patterson. Every crime tells a story, but some stories are left unfinished.
The thing that I'm so afraid of is I don't know how much evidence is left to even point the finger at the true person.
Best-selling mystery author James Patterson takes listeners into the core of some of America's most haunting mysteries. Real cases, real people. The Unsolved with James Patterson podcast. Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com.
Bret Baier Show with Fox News chief political anchor Bret Baier.
Zohran Mamdani is officially the Democratic nominee in New York City's mayoral race, but as Republicans go on the offensive, the Democratic Socialist appears to have more work to do in winning over prominent members of his own party. Correspondent Brian Yenis reports from outside New York City Hall.
Mamdani handily defeated former Governor Andrew Cuomo by 12 points. He's now calling on the Democratic Party to unite
and build our party such that we can take on and defeat this right-wing authoritarianism we're seeing in Washington, D.C.
Mamdani says as mayor, he will double down on New York City's sanctuary city status, stopping ICE agents in their tracks. If that happens, President Trump is threatening to strip New York City of federal funding and Mamdani of his freedom.
Well, then we'll have to arrest him. I'm going to be watching over him very carefully on behalf of the nation.
Mamdani responding, I will refuse to let ICE terrorize our city, saying defiantly, we will not accept this intimidation. New York City Mayor Eric Adams, who appears to be Mamdani's main opponent, said the city should continue to help ICE deport criminals.
The president makes his determination on what he's going to do. I'm not a federal elected official. Federal authorities need to do their job.
But Mamdani still has not been endorsed by Democratic Party leaders.
I'm not frustrated. It sent a shockwave through our politics. And I think that it will take people time to digest those results.
Cuomo has not dropped out, leaving the door open for an independent run for mayor in November. Mamdani critics worry Cuomo, Adams, and Republican Curtis Sliwa will split the vote and hand the Democratic Socialists the keys to the city. Brett?
Brian Yenis, Southside City Hall. Brian, thanks.
I think the idea that you can extrapolate what happened there and roll that out to 49 other states, to the suburbs, the politics are very different. That being said, I think affordability is the key issue.
We have to have a whole rebrand of the Democratic Party with a coherent platform and a future-oriented platform, and many leaders need to do that. New leaders, not the old guard.
Some thoughts about Zohran Mamdani and also the Cuomo spokesperson coming after that ranked choice decision final, saying extremism, division, and empty promises are not the answer to the city's problems. And while this was a look at what motivates a slice of our primary electorate, it does not represent the majority. The financial instability of our families is the priority here, which is why actionable solutions, results, and outcomes matter so much. So let's talk about this. Joining us now, former Democratic New York Congressman Joe Crowley. Congressman, thanks for being here. What's your thoughts on this win and what it means not only for New York City, but for your party?
Well, let's first of all give credit where it's due. You know, Mamdani ran a great race, and there's no question about that. I think he was able to tap into frustration of affordability. It was mentioned before. You know, I love New York City, but it's an expensive place to live. And I think there was also a sense of maybe lack of luster within the other campaigns, particularly Andrew Cuomo's campaign. And I think going back 7 years ago, people could say the same thing about my race against AOC. It's hard to root for the status quo. You know, when you come in and you get something bright and new and shiny. But I think, you know, there's policy, there's politics, giving grade A for politics. There's policy, you know, you can change policy. But where I think I have a problem with Mamdani is on the ideology. He is a dedicated democratic socialist. I'm not a socialist. I don't believe that the popular control of the means of production is something that I would ever support as a Democrat. And I think that's something that Republicans agree with. So I do think that this election is not over. Certainly it's in his favor at this point in time. But that is something that sticks in my craw.
You mentioned your race against Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and you were seen as a possible successor to Nancy Pelosi in leadership at that time. As you look back at that, what do you think? Was it a canary in the coal mine or about the party? She's obviously getting a lot of attention on the stump with Bernie Sanders and firing up the left.
Yeah, no, I give her the credit where it's due as well. She ran a great campaign, and she had a lot of enthusiastic supporters certainly there. But I also don't think it's really representative entirely of, you know, democratic socialism is not representative entirely of that congressional district, certainly of Queens or of the city of New York. And so, look, I give it where it's due, but at the same time, there are a lot of factors were involved in that. And going back 7 years, relitigating it, it was the last day of school. We had moved the primary from September to June. We were the only thing on the ballot. When Cuomo ran in September, he beat a democratic socialist with more name recognition after the euphoria of my loss by the left to Nixon at the time, beat him by 36 points in my congressional district. So there are a lot of factors, I think, that went into it. But taking nothing away from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she has talents. There's no question about that. And she was able to exploit my weaknesses back then.
But as you look now forward to 26, if you were to give your party writ large a piece of advice, what would it be?
Well, I don't think that this election in New York City does transpose to across the country. What works in New York City sometimes doesn't work in the middle of Kansas, for instance, or where my wife is from. My wife Casey is from Montana. It's not going to work in Montana either. And so I think, you know, we can look at this election, learn from it as well. I think what Democrats are looking for is enthusiasm. I think that Democrats are looking for solutions, and they want our party to be about progress. I think affordable housing in this country is something that is really, really important. We saw that New York City. The cost of housing is through the roof. The cost of living is through the roof in New York City. So we need to address those everyday mom-and-pop issues in order to really, really be successful.
Former Congressman Joe Crowley, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you, Brad. Great to be with you.
Trade wars, rising costs, global chaos, and a skyrocketing national debt. It's no wonder gold keeps hitting record highs. With everything going on in the world, thousands of hardworking Americans are looking to help diversify their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated gold company, GoldCo. Right now, GoldCo is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you could get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver if you qualify. Find out how you can diversify your savings tax and penalty-free today. Call 855-969-GOLD. That's 855-969-GOLD.
Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plan starts at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate.
As proud sponsors of Colt 45 Baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.